today where it's an interview that we did with Lou Ferrigno from this morning that we had to share with you. It was really, really good. Talked about a lot of cool stuff with him. Lou Ferrigno, of course, the Incredible Hulk for one, but Mr. Universe and Mr. America, very accomplished guy. So he came in with us this morning. We figured you guys would be would like this. He was very funny and talked about a lot of cool things. So here he is, Lou Ferrigno, as it went this morning with us on our other radio show. Here you go.
Thank you. It's about time I'm here in Long Island. I never spent time in Long Island. This is from Brooklyn.
How are you still so big? God bless. God,
the man.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying.
Thanks for busting your ass for 54 years.
Yeah, huh?
That's right.
So I'm doing it now. I'm trying to make changes, and it's a lot of work.
You're trying?
I'm at the gym 3 days a week, doing cardio another 3 days.
Why are you trying?
I'm doing.
Good.
I'm doing. I saw where you were going with that. Doing, but I tell you what, man. It takes a long time.
Let's just mention, Lou just picked up a regular Poland Spring bottle that we all pick up. It looks like just a little thimble in your hand. Look at the size of Lou's hand. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They're gigantic.
Big paws.
Yeah. How tall are you?
I'm 6'4 and a half.
6'4 and a half. Uh-huh. And when you were, say, at the Hulk stage of your career, how much did you weigh at that time?
At the Hulk, I was about 280 pounds. When I came back to competition in 1992, again, after 17 years, I was 325 pounds to 2% body fat.
How do you do that?
The diet part of the whole thing.
That's the hardest part.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
You sit on the couch, you feel like a zombie, you're eating like a high protein, low carbohydrate diet, and you're training twice a day, the posing, the training. It's a full-time job.
If I eat another piece of grilled chicken, I'm going to lose my mind.
I don't blame you.
It sucks.
I don't blame you at all.
I'm eating for breakfast. These guys see me. They look at me like it's disgusting. I'm eating egg whites with chopped meat over a little bit of oatmeal to get some carbohydrates in my body.
Especially sometimes when I go to the buffet, I tell the chef, egg white with tomatoes and sliced white cheese. They deliver the egg. It's not egg white. I have to go back again for the second time.
Right.
And they messed up again. And the third time, they let them read my lips. 4 egg white with tomato. No.
Right. Yeah. But you're a big dude. Like, I eat 4 egg whites. I'm starving when I'm done.
I used to eat a lot. I don't eat as much now.
No?
Yeah, just to maintain what I have.
Jesus.
Do you ever get mad at someone like that and say, like, I'm going to throw you through the wall if you don't get it right?
I like to. I know, but
everybody must love it when you say that to them.
No, what I say is you can see the frying pan kind of shake.
Incredible. That's got to kill me.
But that's got to be cool to be such an intimidating figure, knowing that you're probably the nicest guy there is.
Yeah.
But they don't know, and they just see this big monster of a dude. Like, if I don't get this guy's egg water, he's going to kick my ass.
Especially if I don't smile.
Right.
Like 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Right.
You get the progress today, a lot of these chefs, and they don't speak the language.
Right.
Because Spanish becoming the second language here in the United States. So you have to learn to get along, understand the language.
I'm just guessing they speak the language of 26-inch arms. I'm just guessing that can get a message across pretty quickly.
Exactly.
Get my eggs right.
Yeah.
Right.
When you were playing the Incredible Hulk on television, how do they cover you in green? I mean, was that something that was easy to get off, or were you like green the whole day, the whole week you were
the
shooting like
plot,
that kind
the
of thing?
The makeup took about 3.5 hours to put on because on the face they put a forehead appliance and a nose piece.
Yeah.
And then they grease it down with grease makeup. The body they use pancake makeup.
Pancake makeup? Yeah. Like your whole body?
Yeah, like 4 coats. Then you had the wigs, the eyes, the teeth. Sometimes I arrive on the set maybe like 3:30, 4 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
But one time I was on the set, I was eating a 12-egg omelet.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm inside the motorhome, and the catering truck came to me. They said, listen, we're going to leave in 10 minutes. We'll make you breakfast now because we have to go to a different location. I said, sure. So they made a 12-egg omelet. I'm sitting there in the mountains along with my makeup person. So they put the omelet. I said, leave it on the motorhome outside on the step to let it cool down. So 15 minutes later, I told the makeup person to retrieve my omelet. We opened the door. The omelet was gone. The coyote ate my breakfast. And I'm sitting in this motorhome getting made up. No breakfast.
No food.
5 o'clock in the morning. And you wonder why I was so pissed.
I tell you what. I thought that story was going to end, so I ate the coyote. Coyote ate my omelet. I wanted my omelet. I just ate the goddamn coyote, and that was the end of it.
Do you mind people, do they ever come up to you and say, Hulk, how are you?
It's the rest of my life. I could do 10 Gone with the Wind film. Everybody still loves me as the Hulk. It's a beautiful character because when I began the series, At the time, Captain America and Spider-Man failed, so the Hulk was like the pioneer.
Mm.
And working for the Hulk, you wouldn't see the superhero today, too, because when I started, we only had Channel 4, 2, and 7.
That's right.
Network.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
They were like going to big a chance.
Yeah, Incredible Hulk was a big TV show at the time.
Great. Every country in the world embraced the character.
Was Lou Ferrigno the nice guy on the set and Bill Bixby the a-hole? Or even though the characters were flipped that way, you know, you were the mad character, obviously. Was Bill Bixby a nice guy? What was
great
he like?
Guy. Bill great was a guy. Great guy. He was my mentor. He was like a second father, and especially wow. He was a wonderful actor, producer, and director. Yeah, and that was after the fifth series, The Hulk, at the time. Yeah.
Wow.
So you were doing.
I thought you were just going to take your shirt off and flex.
Right. You were doing the bodybuilding thing. How did it end up with you into acting? Did somebody find you at a competition?
No, what happened was the Hulk was the documentary with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right.
So then at the time, they were casting for the Hulk. I was training for the 1977 Mr. Olympia. So I received a phone call to have the audition. I said, oh, God, this is fantastic because I always wanted to play the Hulk. So I went down for the screen test. I was hired immediately.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because they had to reshoot the pilot because at the time, they had an actor named Richard Kiel. Who played George and James Bond, he didn't fit the part. So I went down for the screen test, and 24 hours later, I'm looking in the mirror with the eyes and the teeth. I said, what am I doing here?
I'll tell you what you're doing. You're getting paid. That's what you're doing.
Yeah,
I mean, that had to be.
But I was like a prisoner, like 12 to 14 hours a day in the motorhome because I couldn't have lunch with the crew on the set because of the makeup. I had a tendency, I had to be in the bathroom with my arm outstretched in the motorhome in front of an air conditioner.
Oh, my God.
Really? You couldn't sweat with the makeup?
Oh, yes. They had to retouch me all day long.
Oh.
It was very uncomfortable.
Did you actually clean it off at night and then the next morning do it again? Or did you
yes,
stay in
Yes, I was the first
the
one on the set, and then I was the last person to leave. They built a green shower in my motorhome, and it had two makeup guys with a three-foot
Power
brush. I felt like some kind of a cow.
Right. How many years did it last for?
It was about four seasons.
How many years did it last for?
5 years. I've done 90 episodes.
90, huh?
It was a lot of fun. Because
it's a lot of hours.
It's a beautiful camp.
Oh, my God.
Every story had a lazy, compelling message about life, about anxiety, about depression.
Right.
Every episode, you learn something.
What happened after that, though? Okay, so this ends. So now you're a bodybuilder. This part falls from heaven. Lands in your lap. I'm not saying you didn't earn it. Lands in your lap. Like, this is it. Now the show ends.
Right.
You're a bodybuilder. What now?
Well, I've done 5 TV series.
No, like, when that show ends, right?
Okay.
So now you're saying, okay, the show that with this part that was just a gift for me, now it's over. Like, did you get nervous? Like, what do I do now? Or were you just confident, financially stable, and whatever happened?
I was never at the time financially stable because immediately afterwards I did the movie Hercules.
Right. I forgot about that.
And then I did another TV series called Trauma Center. Okay. Everybody had the impression when I began the show I was the guy in the green makeup, and that was going to be his career just the 5 years.
Right.
But I was able to take the Hulk, make it successful in my acting career because of my drive and everything, because of my the character. So I had both the bodybuilding and the movie business and the TV. And then eventually I ended up doing the competition I mentioned. Mm-hmm. I did King and Queens the 5
that Yeah, King of Queens was a good run.
Great show.
That's awesome. Yeah.
My favorite.
You had fun.
That in the movie I Love You Man.
Yeah. Oh, we were watching that before. When you choked out, wasn't it Jason Segel?
Yeah, very fight funny. Don't fight it.
Don't fight it, right. That was the line. Who had a better body when you were younger, you or Arnold Schwarzenegger? Is there a technical way to look at you guys and compare the bodies and say which one is better?
It's almost similar.
Are they similar?
We're only two bodybuilders over 6 feet tall. I mean, Arnold, my idol, he's like 6.5 years older than me. So you want to compete with your idol because he opened a lot of doors. So basically, two of us, we put bodybuilding on the map. And today, it's still the two of us.
Right. Mm.
Yeah.
Right.
You have the better body now than Arnold, or are you both keeping in shape?
What do you think?
Go ahead, tell him no. I dare you.
Thank you, Lou, for being here. It's really cool.
You're welcome.
You know, have a guy who was the Incredible Hulk at one time in the studio, but also Mr. Universe and all these things. We're just talking to him about all the people you train. Do you have to, Lou, trained Chuck Norris in the past, or you still do?
No, I trained Chuck Norris in the past. I trained Randy Travis, Mickey Rourke, Michael Jackson, I don't know, for 20 years.
Just Chuck Norris, does he need to be pushed? He hits me as
Chuck,
a guy who you
Chuck
don't have to.
Chuck was my favorite student, client, because everything I told Chuck, he did it.
Oh.
If I said 4 more repetitions, he did it because he wanted to get, look in better shape for the film. So he came to me about 20 years ago. And as a matter of fact, you know, Chuck is a phenomenal. He's like a 7th degree black belt karate. But when I trained him, he was able to kick higher, and he had more strength. If I was like the different kicks. So I learned a lot from Chuck, watching him, training him, because, you know, martial arts and bodybuilding, all these different sports, they all collaborate.
And so Michael Jackson, over 20 years you trained Michael Jackson.
And
you said it was a secret? I mean,
he wanted to keep it quiet because I trained Michael for the history tour. And then we had a break, and then I trained him again for the last one. Unfortunately, he passed on. But he's such an iconic person.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy. Sometimes I spent a couple of days with him at the Neverland Ranch.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and that was fun because he had all these different animals. But he was a generous person.
Did you hang out with that baboon? Whatever it was? The Bubbles?
Oh, Bubbles. Snake.
He's got snakes still? Yeah, I don't trust people with snakes.
I know. I'm with you.
You're an Incredible Hulk. You have to not be afraid of snakes.
Snake. I do not like snakes.
So when you're around, walking around Neverland, are you thinking this guy is whacked? Or are you thinking this guy is troubled? Like, what do you, like, when you're spending that kind of...
What's funny is that Michael took me and he had a Cadillac. He drove me around. Michael's a regular guy. Michael's not who you think he was because of his persona.
Right.
When he's out in the world, he's going to have all these bodyguards. And he's such a huge icon. But a Neverland Ranch with a few people, he was himself. He was like a young kid, very smart, and they're very talented.
He seemed tortured.
Very. Yeah, because people are jealous of him. I mean, he's great with kids.
Right.
And I had a great time with him. I spent a lot of time. He spent time with my family. I mean, I had nothing.
You have children?
Yeah.
Did you have Michael around your children?
Well, the first night he came over, my daughter was hiding under the bed.
Okay.
Because she got scared because he came over with a mask on and the gloves.
Oh,
and
so
that's Michael. It's 11 o'clock at night. Nobody, even my dog don't even know you're here.
Right.
That's okay, but I will keep my mask on.
Yeah. So he wouldn't take the mask off. He was afraid of germs, right?
No, I didn't take the damn mask off. It's 11 o'clock at night.
Right.
Nobody knows you're here.
You didn't think, so you were comfortable. You don't believe all the stories about him. You don't?
No.
You never got that feeling like something was not right?
No.
Do you not
if
want
to? If I did
to?
Have that feeling, I wouldn't be with him. But you got to remember, a person in that position, everybody wants a piece of him.
Right, that's good.
Sometimes you have jealous people, they want to take a crack at him. Strike at him. And that happened with successful people. That's why you would get the impression sometimes celebrities, they have the reputation. Sometimes it could be the fan. It could be people. So it's tough to be in the limelight.
He's bigger than, you know, it's funny, you know, years and years ago, obviously, John Lennon, during the Beatles' heyday, had said something in an interview, and he said, you know, at one point, referring to the Beatles, we were bigger than Jesus.
Yeah.
And he took a lot, and then radio stations started breaking Beatles records all over the place. We're not going to play them anymore. And I said to Raj, for some reason he came up in conversation when we were off the air yesterday, and I said, you know, at some point I honestly think Michael Jackson may have been bigger than Jesus. Like, he was the most popular thing on the planet.
Like I said before, he's more famous than Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Yeah, those characters. I remember when I trained Michael when he came to my house, I had to work so hard to keep his privacy, because one time when he came to the house the second time, my neighbor down the street came in the house. She, you know, she saw Michael Jackson. She didn't say anything. She went back home. She fainted. And I had to go call her husband. He was a comedian at the time. His name was like Bobby Collins.
Bobby Collins?
Yeah, great guy. He's my neighbor.
Oh,
I said,
nice
please
guy.
Don't say anything about Michael, because I had to guard his privacy. It was tough. Opened the electronic gates at 10 o'clock at night, come with the SUV, bodyguard.
Oh, so he can't even train during the regular day. He's got to do it at night.
No, he could not go anywhere.
That's brutal.
I can't believe you kept that a secret for as long as you did.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't tell anybody?
No.
You know? And nobody found out, coincidentally. Like, that neighbor didn't tell anybody, Bob Collins' wife. She didn't go tell her friend right away.
We kept it quiet,
Now, let's be
honest.
That's
amazing.
Let's be honest here. You charge Michael a little bit more than anybody else.
Of course. Of course. 10 o'clock at night, I'm taking time away from my family.
Right.
But Michael had a problem sleeping, but he'd like to train late in the evening because, you know, he had a voice coach. He had to do the rehearsal.
Wow.
But he was a genuine person.
That's just...
I had a great time. You got to remember one thing. I admired his passion for fitness, for music.
Right.
You know, my passion for fitness. And we both had similar fathers.
Okay.
Push. So we kind of like share a childhood memory.
Wow.
Is it true that you can't really hear music, or that you don't?
I was born with a 75-80% hearing loss.
Right.
Sometimes tone deaf.
Okay.
So I've worn hearing aids most of my life. I had surgery years ago, but apparently music is hard for me.
It is.
That's what made me who I am today.
What do you mean?
Because I take negative to positive.
Okay.
So God's taken away some of my hearing, but I made up for that bodybuilding and my drive being a successful actor.
Wow. Yep.
Yeah, in other ways. You know, we're talking about Michael Jackson being so big around the world. As Lou Ferrigno, do you have places outside the United States? Do you have a place where, like, you are just, you walk through the streets and people go crazy? Is there certain countries where you're bigger than others, like really big than others? You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, like South America, Canada's huge, England's huge, all over Europe, yes.
Are you big in Japan? You're a big man in Japan. All like, over, if you go to Japan, I mean, I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
People must just, you know.
They do, because Japanese people are just small.
Right, exactly.
You, but to them, cool. You're like Godzilla. They got.
I won't go that far.
Wow, very cool.
You throw on a dragon head, you could take over that country.
Didn't you love Godzilla? When I was young, I had to watch Godzilla all
yeah.
the time.
Mm-hmm.
So you had a lot of titles. Is there a title for, how old are you now? 60 what?
66.
66. Is there any sort of bodybuilding title for your age group? Or is
bodybuilding
done? Oh,
yeah, we have the master competition. We have the NPC. We have also the matches, the different divisions. You compete. Mm-hmm. You can compete 50, 60, and 70. It's great today because now with bodybuilding fitness, men and women competing. You have to physique. Uh-huh. You have the fitness. You have the bikini.
Yeah,
beautiful.
I know you have Ferrigno Fit. I get that. Yeah. You keep yourself. Are you ever going to stop and just relax? And no, you'll just always.
I'm filming my new TV series, July 9th. It's called Pump. You're gonna love it. It's gonna be on Discovery Channel. It's like the Celebrity Apprentice of fitness and bodybuilding. Mm. So this time, I get to sit in Donald Trump's chair. I get to be like Donald Trump.
What was Donald Trump like in Celebrity Apprentice? Lou was on with the one with Dee Snider and Lisa Lampanelli. There was a lot of different people on that. Personalities.
Donald was good to me because I raised $100,000 for my charity. That's muscular dystrophy and ALS.
Wow.
Yeah, I made some good friends on the show. The show was tough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was tough for all of us.
Very emotional, it seems.
Yeah, nobody wants to get fired, even though it's a game, but you can't help but take a personal.
Right.
Competitive.
Because there's pride involved. You don't want to tell somebody you're not good enough, and you don't want anybody
exactly.
to tell you you're not good enough.
Exactly. It's like you and I on this, we're working together.
Right.
And I have to think back on my head to find faults in you, but the reason why I want to have you fired. Because
right.
every time you go to the boardroom, you have to have two names and two people that need to be fired.
Mm. Right.
It's like being a rat.
Yeah, exactly what it is.
And Donald being the loose cannon right. coming in the room, you're fired.
And when you're an Italian from Brooklyn, being a rat isn't really in your DNA.
I know.
And how are you and Lisa Lampanelli? Have you ever seen her since the show, or was that a one-time thing?
No,
these guys had a little bit of
a
fight on the show.
She could be mean.
Yeah, she could be mean, yeah.
She's the queen of mean.
You're right.
Yeah, but that's what they want on the show. They want that kind of the flavor, yeah. But I had a good time with everybody.
Lou Ferrigno, thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
Coming
Thanks
back to the
me.
Country outside Brooklyn.
You got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that was our time with Lou. It was a lot of fun.
Hey, Lou, before you go, do you remember some bratty 12-year-old kid at a gym in Sarasota? You wouldn't.
He was a dick.
Lou! Nah, he's gone, guy. I saw
dick.
Him. That's right.
I heard him. He just said. So there you go. I mean, a nice guy. We had a great experience with him and a lot of fun looking back at all the things he's done in his career. And 66, he's still doing. Really cool. So there you go. Lou Ferrigno on the bone. Real Raw Radio.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.